Okay, we spoke a lot about Mishloach Manos. We're up to the next mitzvah that everybody should prepare ahead of time before Purim for, and that is Matanos Le'Evyonim. So the Pasuk says, Matanos, that means gifts, two gifts. Le'Evyonim means to two poor people. So here, we don't have a mitzvah of giving two gifts to one person. We actually have a mitzvah to give two gifts to two people, which means a gift to each poor person. Now, just like Mishloach Manos, this really has to be done on Purim Day. It has to be given and received on Purim Day. This makes things a little bit more complicated if you're in a place that's a little bit more isolated, or you don't know the Aniyim, or you don't want to show the Ani, the poor person that you're giving to them. It shames them a little bit, and it's best for the poor person not to know who they're getting it from, and it's best for you not to know who it's going to. And therefore, the best thing is not to actually do it on Purim Day, but to give it to an agent of yours before Purim. You give it to a Rav, you give it to an organization, and you tell that Rav, I want you to hold on to this money. I'm not giving the money away yet. The money's not yours yet. The money's not the organization's. The money is not the poor person's. It's my money. I'm asking you to be a shomer. You're just holding on to it for me until Purim, and on Purim I want you to represent me in giving it to a poor person. This is how Matanos Le'Evyonim pretty much functions nowadays, and there the Rav or the organization will deliver those funds on Purim Day to the poor person. Truthfully, it does not have to be funds. Matanos means gifts. You could give a food gift. You could give anything that would be appreciated by the poor person. As a matter of fact, when it says Evyonim, Matanos Le'Evyonim, and Evyon means someone that is so destitute, they're desperate and would like anything. They're ta'ev l'chol davar. They wouldn't mind having your leftover supper for the night before, or the hand-me-downs from your children's clothing. They wouldn't mind money. They wouldn't mind anything you give them. They'd be happy to get. That is the state of the ani. Now, keeping that in mind, you don't have to find somebody who's so desperate in order to be the ani to receive tzedakah. As a matter of fact, in halacha, we always say that it's better to give someone who still has self-respect, someone who still has 2 feet to stand on, but they're just poor, they're down and out, they're needy. It's better to give them than to give someone who is in such a state of poverty that they are ta'ev l'kol davar. So when the Megillah says you should give to an evyon, it means you could even fulfill the mitzvah in the lesser way by giving it to the absolute destitute poor person. But all the more so, you could fulfill it with your next door neighbor who's struggling to pay bills month to month. So the mitzvah of Matanos Le'Evyonim extends itself to many people that are, you know, pretty much in your neighborhood. And actually, we have halacha, aniyei ircha koidem, krovecha koidem, your family comes first, people you know come first. But again, it's best not to give them directly, as they may feel ashamed from it. But 100%, there are many people around you, and they have kedima, they have priority over strangers who you don't know at all, distant people. Some say Yerushalayim is considered aniyei ircha also. But the pashtus of halacha is that people in your own community, or certainly your own family members that are poor and could use some help, giving them a gift on Purim is a mitzvah, and it's supposed to be with a shechianu, with excitement. You don't make the shechianu when you give it. Again, we have shechianu in mind when we say the Megillah in the morning, but it's supposed to be sharing the joy of Purim. And that leads to the next halacha, and that is how much to give. Normally, we have halacha throughout the year, a mitzvah of charity. The mitzvah of charity is for your own good, for the giver to become more of a giving, generous person. Mm-hmm. That means if you have $100, it's better to split it up and give a dollar to many people, or $2 to 50 people, because every time you give, it builds within yourself a selflessness and a generosity of caring for others. So normally, the mitzvah of tzedakah is to benefit the rich man, to make him into a giver, into a wonderfully kind, caring, giving person. That's the general mitzvah of tzedakah. However, the mitzvah of Matanos Le'Evyonim is similar to Mishloach Manos, and that is to share the joy of Purim. The focus of Matanos Le'Evyonim is to make a poor person happy, and therefore it's better to consolidate the funds of Matanos Le'Evyonim. Whatever money you have available to be able to give, you should concentrate that into fewer recipients and larger gifts. So give a bigger gift to make put a smile on the Ani's face, and thereby you're fulfilling the mitzvah Matanos Le'Evyonim in the Purim way, as opposed to general charity. This is all also the reason why you cannot use miser money for matan zlav yoinim. It's not general tzedakah. General tzedakah throughout the year, you could take your miser funds and use it. Matan zlav yoinim is like buying an esrig. It's like buying food for Shabbos. It's something you got to do to celebrate the mitzvah of Purim. And therefore, you should give it not from miser. If you want, you could give the minimum not from miser, and you could add on to it to put a bigger smile on his face. And what you add on to it could be from miser. Matanos l'avyonim could be given to opposite genders. It doesn't have the same concern as mishloach manos. It could be given to a mourner as well. They may receive matanot l'avyonim. And one last thing, how much to give? There is no real measure to how much to give. It's a great idea on Purim. Carry around a few dollars, spear change, to be able to give anybody that extends their hand. We say, kol ha'poshet yad, noisim lai. We don't look, we don't verify, we don't check into people's credentials on Purim. If somebody is, you give them. So it's good to have some change on you, and you could fulfill the mitzvah multiple times throughout the day of Purim as well. However, the appropriate and the proper thing to do is to give enough for the ani to at least get a very basic meal. A bagel and butter and a coffee, whatever is $3, $4, that's basic. So Chaim Kanievsky says it's a hiddur mitzvah to try to give them enough money for a fleishig meal, which would be maybe about $10 to $15. You only have to do that, or you don't even have to do that, but that's only for two aniyim. You have to give, you should give, if you could, a nice gift of a fleishig meal, and then everybody else, carry around spear change, give it, the more the merrier, 100%, and as a matter of fact, we spoke out that a person should spend more on matanot l'avyonim than on his mishloach manos and on his sudas Purim. So everybody should give generously before Purim, and give it to an agent for it to be given out on Purim.